Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Turn your back, you're a broken man. Come around and just die in the shade.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Super Heat and Air. That's the number that everybody's always asking me on the... Well, the name of the company that everybody's always asking me when they have emergencies on the weekend. Who's the AC company you're always talking about? My AC's out. My heat's not working. Superheatandair.com. 813-609-5015. Open 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. They'll get you a free service call with any repair. Great guys. Dennis is the owner. He's a friend of mine. They have come out. They have put new units in my home. They worked in my old home. They came in. They installed those digital thermometers, the EcoBees, so that you can adjust it on your smartphone. You can hook it up with Alexa. Tell Alexa, cool this room down. They're really good people. And they, you know, at this time when the weather is just so sporadic, you want to make sure you've got everything all taken care of. Get a clean and tune done. AC repairs, new AC insulation, duct cleaning. They do it all. You got a business, they'll come out there. 813-609-5015. And you can get them online at superheatandair.com. The other thing I want to remind everybody is this Friday night we'll be out with our band Pitbull Toddler at Gators, the Gator Club in Sarasota, downtown Sarasota on Main Street. One of our favorite places to play. So much fun out there. And we are... And St. Patrick's weekend, going to be playing somewhere else in Sarasota that we've never played before. That may also be awesome. But for now, Gator Club is where it's like our home base there.
Yeah, I had a question for you about St. Patrick's Day. And I don't know whether you want to mention this on the air, but there was some confusion.
Yes, all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just making sure.
Galvin was asking me because our lead singer was supposed to be out of town, but he is in.
Okay, good. I went by the Dean, the DOA party, over at the K-Pop Center over there.
Yep.
And that was pretty cool. Vinnie Moore played. What's his name? Michael
Badio.
Yeah, who plays the double neck guitar and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I watched Josh's girlfriend was doing some live video. I watched some of it on my way home.
Yeah.
Looked great. Galvin went out and did some kicking this weekend.
I did, yeah.
When do you do this?
Actually, it's funny because forever ago, I had put a video up, I think, I don't know, 4 years ago or 5 years ago in the, so I was like, oh, I'll go back to that place that has the field goal, and it was gone. They had taken it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I was going to go to my son's school because I remember, you know, whenever I pick him up, I was like, they have a field goal right there. Cause I even mentioned to him, I go, want to get out and kick some footballs? They've taken that one down as well. Yeah. So I wound up finding one just randomly, kind of looking around, and found one and went out there. And luckily, there was nobody else out there. There was some people playing basketball, but, you know, I was just out there doing some kicking.
Were you worried that you still had it?
Whether or not yeah,
you're doing it, you're older now.
I have not kicked since the last time I made a video of me kicking, which was, I think, like 5 years ago.
All right,
or something.
Galvin sent me the teaser video last night, and I watched it. And right as he was about to kick it, it cuts to the text, and it says that, you know, we'll play it on the air. Now, you did this because the Goose Island people held that contest in Chicago.
Right.
Let's see the video.
I wanted to see where I was. You want a little music maybe to go along with it?
The best around, y'all. Try to be best, because you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take care. Try to believe, though the going gets rough. Now, what is this distance here?
That's about 25. I shanked that one. This, I moved back a little bit, shanked that one.
Uh-huh.
Got that one right through. I moved back a little bit more. This is one of the furthest ones. Look how far that is.
Oh, that was right through.
Yeah. That's probably about 35.
No double doink there.
No double doink.
Now, what was Perky's?
43.
What is your furthest kick?
I would say 35. I got to tell you, I was not really equipped for this because you can tell I just kind of have the camera in the grass.
I don't know, Galvin. You got like 9 different angles. I think you did pretty good here.
Yeah, well, I just kept moving the camera different. So you could see, because a lot of times...
What just ran by there? Go back a little bit,
did
Joe.
Run by?
Yeah. Joey, go back.
To the final kick?
Wherever you are. That one. Look on the left. What is that?
Oh, that's a car.
Oh.
There's a car?
Yeah, there's a street out there.
Gotcha.
Because that wooden piece, that's a park bench.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, it looked like an alien bug.
Like it's a white spider crawling very fast.
So I was not super prepared because I kind of had to just mark off by walking
right.
How far it was, you know, and I tried to 3 feet for a yard. So I did steps and stuff. But
you did not complete the Goose Island Challenge.
No, I can tell you right now, probably right now, not hitting a 43 yarder. Give me a little practice. I'm pretty confident I could do it.
Wow.
Because my furthest one was right about 35 yards and I still had pretty good distance going. So one bad.
Well, I'm positive I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Me either.
But, I mean, at least, hey, I'm making field goals. I didn't fall on my ass, and I didn't kick it into the referee's nuts or anything like that. You know?
I mean, you also did it conveniently in the Florida sun.
I did. No, yeah, absolutely.
No turf or anything.
You know what's so funny is I was walking out there. I was like, oh, it's windy. Of course, I'm kicking into the wind.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That's good. I could not do that.
So I think maybe I have to grab Joey to go with me and set up a few more cameras and actually get a tape measure and go 43 yards. I'll try
it the right way.
Yeah, and see exactly. But my furthest one there was probably about 35.
All right. Not so bad. It's respectable.
Not bad for a 47-year-old guy who hasn't kicked for the last, like, 5 years
Hell
or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spanish, how am I going to be blindfolded for this challenge?
We have a bunch of shirts we could tie around your face.
Let's do it. I'm ready to go.
Are you going to go right now?
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to have in Mike Olivero's office that you need to grab off of his desk?
I don't know. I can just grab anything. He's here.
Okay. There's a piece of a microphone stand if we want to sit that on there so we know exactly what it is.
All right. I'll make Spanish could just run down there and put something on there.
Right,
I got to go get it and bring it back. All right, Spanish is going to blindfold me.
But
walk
here's
down
the thing now. Are you going to walk? Why don't you walk down there, put the thing on the desk, walk back? That'll give you a little bit of extra where it is and stuff.
So much walking.
Yeah, but we'll time you.
Okay.
And then
I'm going to walk casually. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to do anything
just
air.
Walk casually. And,
all right, where is it?
You want to put this on his desk?
What is it?
This thing. Grab that, Spanish. So you can put that on his desk. We'll time you, and then you're saying you're going to use that. That's fine.
It's a little bigger.
You're saying that you will be able to walk there and back blindfolded in less than the double amount of time you would be able to do it normally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me get a clock ready here.
I'm going to walk at casual Mike Calda Vince McMahon pace.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know if Joey's going to follow you doing the slow walk, normal walk.
Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready whenever you are. I'll give you a countdown to 3, 2, 1, and then you're going to walk down, put that on Mike's desk, walk right back. No conversations with anyone.
Okay.
Wait, all right?
Joey, you got to shut the door. That's part. No. Oh, well, you're not blindfolded yet. Okay.
Ready?
And 3, 2, 1, go.
All right.
That is the casual Mike Calda walk. He walks very slowly. Oh, interesting. You chose to go that way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So there are two different ways. You can go back by all the studios. He's passing magic right now, coming up on some of the production studios.
I think this way is harder.
I would think so too,
right?
Because you have to do it. You have to do another door.
Yeah.
By the way, he's definitely walking faster than he normally does.
Oh, yeah,
and he's gonna wail into those little side countertops there,
right? So there is another way that he could go, which is to go up by Bone TV and walk down, which is past our cafeteria area, you know, and do it that way. So, all right, he's going past the bathrooms right now at 40 seconds.
And so he's supposed to do this in at least double the time, right?
Under double the time, he does normally.
So.
Oh, we're losing the feed.
Oh, no.
Losing the feed. All right. Well, he was rounding Mike to Mike Olivero's office right then, and that was almost at a minute.
Right. But he's actually screwing himself by walking faster because that's going to give him less time.
Oh, that's true.
When he's blindfolded. Yeah. So I don't know why he's trying to.
Look at Carmen, the mathematician, coming out with some stuff.
Listen, I'm taking stats this semester. So
I hate that class.
Basically, it's stats of psychology, so I have no idea what to
do. Did you think the class was steps and you would be dancing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm really upset that they started giving me math problems.
So this was an impromptu where we were talking about Bird Box. They did a we did a news story where a girl did a Bird Box challenge driving.
Yeah.
Don't do that. She smashed into a guy.
Yeah.
Then they had the Bird Box challenge with gators.
Right.
Where they had to go into the swamp
mm-hmm.
with a blindfold on, pick up a gator and kiss it on the head.
That's crazy to me. I would never do that with an animal. I did a Bird Box challenge to Farva one time when we were in college.
Yeah.
He was our DD, and he was driving us to Taco Bus years ago, and I was sitting behind him wasted, and we were on the highway, and I just casually put my hands over his eyes while he drove.
And Mike is back. Stop. 1 minute, 56 seconds.
Ooh, just under two.
Now, here's the interesting thing about that that Carmen brought up, actually.
What?
Is you were walking at a casual pace, whatever, maybe a little bit faster than
normal.
Did
you do my Vince McMahon?
But the faster you walk is actually worse for you. Because you have to do it in less than double the time.
Right. Yeah. I went what I normally would walk.
Right.
No. You do not walk that fast.
So
when I'm coming to see you, I don't.
By the way, your time was 1 minute and 56 seconds. So if you get it under 4 minutes, basically, then you've done it.
No doubt.
I was surprised that you went the route that you went instead of going out the other way. Because
no
it's
no doubt in my mind.
You have to open more doors.
Well, that's the thing. I don't have my...
Make sure that it's secure. Make sure you can't see from underneath.
I won't cheat. I'd rather lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you need your wallet?
Oh, to get back in.
Oh, to get back in.
Go through and do all that stuff. All right, so Spanish, stop him right there. That's where he started from. Okay. So the time was 1 minute, 56 seconds.
Joey, you have to move because he has to be open. He has to open the door
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, he has to open the door.
So you can't.
I am resetting it.
I swear with my children, I can't see them. My eyes are closed underneath.
All right, okay. So you have to do it in basically under 4 minutes, right. And we are going to give you a countdown, and you're going to start on one. Ready? 3, 2, 1, start. All right, I have started the clock. Oh, it's already a lot more difficult. That took him about 5 seconds longer to get out.
He's got good hand placement
for being blind. Yeah. Good hand placement.
Yeah,
and he's staying in the center, so
pretty good.
He won't run into those things.
Oh, getting confident.
Yeah, doing Saturday Night Fever. He just ran into the wall.
I feel like he's going to trip.
The good thing is Mike's tall, so he can touch both sides of the wall to kind of know where it is. Because, like Spanish was talking about earlier, there are some drink rails out there.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they don't want people bringing coffee and soda into the studio. Oh, he doesn't know where he is.
No, I don't think he does.
He thinks
he's
that's where
the
turn
end.
Was.
Yeah.
Well,
because
that hallway's long. Okay, so here's a door. Is he going to go in the door?
He went in the wrong room.
Oh, he's lost.
Joey better not say anything.
No, he won't.
Better not
there
say anything.
He's backing out.
He went into a production room, so that already took time. By the way, we're at the 1 minute mark.
Are
right
we
now.
Really? Oh, yeah. No way.
We're at the 1 minute mark.
And he has to do it in what? Less than four?
Yes. Less than four. Okay. He is at that door, there so there you go.
Hang the hard left. Part is going to be to get in the door to find the key swap.
Right.
Because it's not necessarily. That's why I don't know why he didn't go to the other one. That one, I feel like that way would have been so much easier.
I got to tell you, those guys better not be saying anything.
Right? I feel like they're doing a little something shady. We're losing camera.
This is where because he has to grab the Febreze.
Yeah.
And
we won't know until he gets back.
Lost camera. You can follow along on Bone TV. It'll pick back up here as soon as they get back. I guess how far away they are is what the problem is right there.
And what is the time?
Right now, 1 minute, 45 seconds. So he has, that's going to be cutting it close. If he does it in the same amount of time coming back, that's going to be close.
Yeah. Right.
That is definitely going to be close. So we'll see what happens. Right now, Mike Helta doing the Bird Box Challenge, going all the way down the hallway to Mike Olivero's office. He has to grab a tiny little bottle of Febreze off his desk. And come all the way back. Yeah, he is blindfolded and trying to come back. We don't see anything right now.
What if he tripped and fell right now and he's just struggling? He just broke his ankle and had no idea. Yeah.
Joey has the camera just jammed into his face. 2 minutes and 25 seconds mark right there. All right. So he may be able to do this. Ooh, are we getting signal back? Come on. Oh, here. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
He's by the bathrooms.
He's past the bathrooms.
This is going to be close. He doesn't know where it is.
He's going to have to find the keys.
He's at the window and he keeps on trying to open the door.
That's not working.
Let's see.
Found it.
Found it.
Yep. Very good.
Okay. 2 minutes and 50 seconds right now. So he has to get here. Ooh, he's got like about a minute left.
Oh, no. Look, he's slowing down, too, because he's in the hallway. And so he's thinking about the drink rails.
If he's lost his confidence.
If he booked it down the hall, he could make it.
I feel like we have to be quiet. He doesn't know where he's going. He's going backwards now. He's going backwards now. Michael, oh, no. He had it. He's screwed lost. Himself.
I'm scared.
I don't know.
Oh,
but
he's all turned around.
He's recalibrating is what's happening.
3 minutes and 20 seconds. He's going to the production room. He's trying to open the wall hanging.
He's not even watching the hall.
There's a big map on the wall, and he's trying to open it. 3 minutes and 30 seconds right now.
Come on, Michael. You know where
he
are.
Oh, he has no idea.
He does not
He
know.
Has no idea. Oh, I love this. Mike Helta blindfolded down the hallway. Ooh, I want to talk quiet so he can't hear our voice.
Man. He's sleepy.
By the way, 3 minutes, 45 seconds,
there's
mark
no
right
way.
There.
There's
He's
no
not,
way.
Okay. Not going to make it.
No, he has.
He's so close.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He missed it.
Ugh,
he's still
seconds.
Down there.
But
yeah.
He's so close.
Yeah,
so
but close. Still.
Yeah.
What he's. Don't shut the door. Come on. Yo. Opening the door and talking.
I know,
and
like
them
the
know
whole
where it
thing is.
Is
we
I want him to walk into hot
Uh-oh.
While they're on the air.
Oh,
so good. Oh, there he goes in the hot. Oh, that's so good.
They're on air too.
Oh, here he comes finally. Don't say anything, Joey.
God.
And stop.
Time.
How do you think you did? How do you feel?
Gio told me I lost.
Oh, well, Gio.
Gio, you're the worst.
Well, no, he just said you didn't. I still kept through with it.
No, he knew he lost.
I still
right,
did.
But the
whole... I thought...
Look at that.
I got lost down at the end of the hall.
Oh, yeah, I know. We saw. That was great.
I know. I wasn't cheating.
By the way, we noticed whenever you were going down there, you also went into the production room. Did you know that? You took a turn and you went into the production room.
I was feeling the wall because there's a point where the wall turns to the right, and that's where the door is.
Right.
And there's a production room right before that, and I turned and I went in the production room, so I tried to be conscious of that coming back in.
Mm-hmm. You got all turned around, and then you tried to open the door by pulling the map off the wall?
Yeah.
No, I was feeling the wall, and I felt the map, and I said, that's the map. So that's when I stopped, and I turned completely around from where I was.
Yeah.
Holy. It was harder because... There was no...
all I said was you've already lost.
Yeah, but you said it to me like when the time was up, which is fine.
No, but that I way still, you can hear the voice.
But I still kept going to try and see what my final time would be.
Your final time?
If I didn't get lost in the hall, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
So your first time walking without the blindfold was 1 minute and 56 seconds.
Okay.
Which will round up to 2.
Okay.
So we said as long as you got it in under 4 minutes, which would be double,
right,
you would win. You did it in... 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Oh,
you
so
stink.
Close.
You stink.
I should have gone out that way.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were
I thought
do.
If I felt the wall, I could just follow the curve of the wall
right.
to the door.
Yeah.
Olivero's office was tricky, too. It was cool because I made the turn, and I'm like, Miguel and Holly's office, Drew's office, Olivero's office. Then I walked in there, and I almost killed myself. And then I grabbed the bottle. And then on the way back in, I was fine. I know I went into Miguel and Holly's office on the way back. Did I do that?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. We lost camera feed.
Yeah.
So on the way back, I went into Miguel and Holly's office. And then I got out and I realized I walked in and I hit a chair. And I'm like, okay, this is an office.
Yeah.
Then I came back in and I made it the right way. And then did you see me get back in the door? Because I
saw
you
get back in the door and you use a pass. And then you got really confused. Right
Man,
there.
Because
you really, you almost had it there.
Yeah, you really did.
You had about a minute left to get down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, man, he may be able to do this. And then you got confused. You started turning around. You went into the production room. You tried to pull the thing off the wall. Yeah, and then it was just all over.
Damn you, Sandra Bullock. Wow. Then on the way back, I went. I jumped into Danielle's studio by accident, and then I walked in and ruined Blown Off.
Oh, yes.
I walked in like, oh, wrong room. All right, I failed the Bird Box challenge.
Yep.
That was fun to do, though.
At least you didn't crash your car into anybody.
And now you owe us each $1,000. We said that earlier.
Pretty sure that's what we bet. Yeah. All right. Well, we have to take a break because without the blindfold, I have to go pee.
Okay.
When we come back, we got Deathpool.
Yes.
And what else?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. No, I was going to say Deathpool.
All right. We'll do those next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.